Time now for StoryCorps. This oral history project is recording and preserving the stories of everyday Americans. Today we hear from Robert Crum. He's 83 years old and preached for years as a Methodist minister. He served congregations all over the country, and some time ago, Robert Crum was asked to plant stakes in downtown Des Moines, Iowa. He turned a deserted building into a shelter for people in need and saw things he's never forgotten.
I called it the House of Refuge. And in time, we had youth who were troubled. We had battered women and children. And it was an eye-opener to live there with people struggling like that. And I remember one evening after about 5 o'clock, there was a knock on my office door, and I said, "Come in." And a young man came in, and I noticed that there were other people with him, a woman and 2 children. And he quickly closed the door and didn't invite the man. And he told me, he said, "I hear that you're a minister, and I wanted to talk to you before I go down the street here and rob this filling station. We're at wit's end, and I can't feed them. I don't have any place to put them." And I said to him, "I will give you a place to stay, and we'll feed you and take care of you and try to help you find a job." And it was about, maybe a month later, and he came and said, "I've lived with this woman for 6 years, and these are my 2 children. But," he said, "I'd like to honor them with marriage." And he said, would you be willing to perform the ceremony? And I said, "Sure." And we performed the ceremony, and they were married. And the last I heard, he had a job, and they were making a go of it. And in my ministry, it was the most beautiful time. And I said that I quit preaching the gospel and began living it.
Robert Crum at StoryCorps in Lawton, Oklahoma. All StoryCorps interviews are archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. Listen to any of them at npr.org.